The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara at the beginning of this daf says as follows: Tanu Rabbanon, we learned in a brayso, kifse ataras ein mekatchnes alechem ele b'shchito. The kifse ataras, these sheep that make that the shtei alechem bra, that are brought with the tehillig, kaddish with the kedusha of the carbon, they're only mekadish the lechem, they're only mekadish the shtei alechem b'shchita at the time of shchita when the animal is slaughtered. Keta, how do you have that? And the Braisa explains that it's insufficient that the animal is slaughtered, but it must be slaughtered lishma, and zrika spritz lishma. Ketat, how does it work? Shachat on lishma v'zag dam lishma kiddush alechem. If he slaughtered the animal lishma for the purpose of the carbon, and he did the zrika of the blood with the intention for the carbon, then the lechem becomes kadosh. Shachat on shalei lishma v'zag dam shalei lishma kiddush alechem. If he did both the shchita and the zrika without the intention for lishma, which are loy lishma with intention for a different carbon, then the lechem is not kadosh. Shachat on lishma v'zag dam shalei lishma. If he did the shchita lishma, but the zrika he did shalei lishma, halechem kadosh ve'ine kadosh tiberiyabi, then the lechem, then the shtei lechem is partially kadosh, according to the opinion of Rebbe. Ibn Lazib, disagrees with Rebbe, and he says it will not be kadosh at all, the shtei lechem will not be kadosh at all, unless the animals were shechted and zrika were done lishma. Toisvis asks on this b'raiso, Ninima Ibn Lazib Ibn Shimon, according to the b'raiso we had, Ibn Lazib Ibn Shimon says it will not be kadosh, the shtei alechem will not be kadosh unless the animal had a shechita and a zrika lishma. In fact, Toisvis, the Gemara says in Pesachim that according to Ibn Lazib Ibn Shimon, Oime lizorek is orek dami. If an animal is ready to have a zrika, it's as if the zrika was done already. So if so, the animal doesn't have to have a zrika at all. How could it be that with missing a zrika, according to Belazim Ibn Shimon, the shtei alechem will not be kadosh, when in fact, even if it doesn't have any zrika at all, it's kosher? The Rivai answers, zrika shaloi lishma gviya minishpach dam. It's worse if the carbon did not have any zrika at all. It's worse if the zrika is done shaloi lishma than if it has no zrika at all. If the blood got spilled and it didn't have any zrika, just was able to have a zrika, then the carbon is kosher. But if it had a zrika and the zrika was done shaloi lishma, that's worse than not having any zrika at all. So we see a concept over here that it's possible that when it's done wrong, it's worse than not having it at all. We will see in the continuation of this year how this concept is used and can be applied to a very practical halacha. Let's first go to the other to the discussion from the beginning. The discussion is about the chatzitza by a lulav and esrik. We all know that on the Yom Tov Sukkot we have a mitzvah the first day to shake the yaisa, and the other days the rabbanon to shake the lulav and esrik and hadas and aravis. The main mitzvah is actually to just hold it. Initially, once a person picks up the lulav and esrik and holds it, they are already fulfilling the mitzvah of lulav and esrik. That is the main mitzvah. Now, there's also a part of the mitzvah, pashtus, it's only the rabbanon, to shake it and wave it, the way we know that we shake it and wave it forward, backward, right, left, up, down. I didn't say in the correct order. There are different minhagim of what the order is. Be that as it may, but the main part of the main mitzvah is once you hold it, you already fulfilled the mitzvah. However, you have to hold it. Now, the question is, you have to hold it with your hands, And the question is something, if somebody's wearing a ring, or somebody's wearing tefillin, or somebody has a bandage, are those things a chatzitza, and will they invalidate the kiyum of the mitzvah despite the fact that they're holding it? In other words, someone picked up the lulav and asterisk, but they're wearing the tefillin, so the straps of tefillin are wrapped around their hand, and they are separating between his hand and the lulav and asterisk that he's holding. Does that make an issue for him to fulfill his mitzvah of lulav and asterisk? So tefillin is usually not so practical, because the halacha is, the minig is, the way we fear this, we take off the tefillin before we start halal, and even the shatz, even the shliach tzibur, the chazan, he takes off his tefillin before halal during sukkahs, and the tefillin is not usually such a shayla, but it does come to a shayla for a ring that could be on a woman's finger, or if it's a man's finger. And it also could be, if somebody has a bandage, or a more sophisticated bandage on their hand, and that separates between his hand and the lulav and esrog. And the question is, does that invalidate his fulfillment of the mitzvah? So let's begin this sugya from the beginning, and we'll see how our Tosfos plays a role in that sugya. The Torah says that the way we paskin, a lulav does not have to be tied. In other words, the hadas min harovitz do not have to be tied to the lulav. Nevertheless, it's a mitzvah min hamuvchar. It's a big greater mitzvah. It's a hider mitzvah to tie the hadas min harovitz, and that's why people use kaishalach or tie it in another way. They tie their hadas min harovitz to the lulav. He continues and he says, since there is no obligation to tie it, so therefore, this is really mevor from the Gemara, therefore, even if you tie with another type of thing other than a piece of the lulav, you don't have to use a leaf of the lulav to tie the hadas min harovitz to the lulav, even though that is the way most people do it. Most people fear that to use a kaishala or tie it with leaves of the lulav. Nevertheless, you don't have to do it that way. And it won't create a chatzitza. And he says, and even though this tie, it will be from another min, and such a, and therefore could possibly create, theoretically create a chatzitza. Nevertheless, even if you use anything, let's say someone uses a rubber band or a string, any simple string, to tie his hadas min harovitz to his lulav, and now he's holding the lulav hadas min harovitz by the string, over the string, so now the string is separating between his hand and the lulav and hadas min harovitz. Nevertheless, says the tour, since this string is made to make it beautiful, like we said, the reason why we tie the hadas min harovitz to the lulav is because it's a way of making it beautiful. It's more beautiful. It's more of a mitzvah mehudaras to tie the lulav together with the hadas min harovitz, and anything that's made to make it beautiful will not be a chatzitza. Okay. The Beis Yosef adds that the Agudo says that if you will have something that's not made to make it beautiful, and it will separate between the lulav and his hand, that will be a chatzitza, that will be an interruption, and will make an issue with him being mekayim as mitzvah lulav. And says the Aguda, therefore the minig is to take off tefillin, and therefore the minig is to take off, ladies take off their rings when they shake lulav, says the Aguda, because it could be a chatzitza. Continues the Aguda. However, it's not Mekir Adin. Even though the minog is to take away anything that is a chatzitza between the hand and the lulav, and therefore it's the minog to take off rings and tefillin, nevertheless, Mekir Adin, it's not a problem, says the Aguda. Why? Since it's only covering part of the hand. The Bach comes and he asks on the Agudo, how could the Agudo say that if it's only separating a little bit between the hand and the lulav, that it's not a chatzitza? The Torah was mashma that the only reason why, if you tie the lulav with another min, it's not a problem of chatzitza is only because it's making the lulav beautiful. But if not for the fact that it was making the lulav beautiful, that string would be a chatzitza. Even though it's not covering the entire lulav, a person is holding the lulav also on another part besides the where the string is. So you see, says the Bas, that even though the chatzitza is not separating fully between his hand and the lulav, it's only partially separating between his hand and the lulav, there's other parts where his hand is touching the lulav, nevertheless it would be a chatzitza. It would in fact be a chatzitza. And therefore says the Bas, that even a little partial separation between his hand and the lulav is a issue of chatzitza. And it's not just a minog, it's meikir adin. Why is Aguda saying it's only a minog, but really meikir adin, it's not a problem? Says the Bach, l'chayr, it should have to be a problem meikir adin. So the tshuva of the l'chayr is nothing, if nothing can stand here, and his tshuva is chelik alef mina ivov, he asks on the Bach. The Bach seems very difficult to understand. How could the Bach say that even a little bit will be a chatzitza by a lulav? What's the din? Let's think. Let's put the mitzvah of lulav in perspective. What is the mitzvah of holding a lulav? He said you have to hold a lulav, even shaking is not the main part of the mitzvah. You just have to hold a lulav, pick up the lulav with your hand and you yoytze. It's actually a question. If someone, Rachmana Litzlan, doesn't have hands because they hold it with their teeth or something else, but be as may, for sure in your hands, you could be yoytze the mitzvah of lulav. But nobody says which part of the hand. You can hold a lulav with two fingers, with the tips of two fingers. So what's wrong if somebody has a ring? So even though the way they're holding the lulav today, the right now, is with squeezing their whole hand around the lulav, but ignore the fact that they're squeezing their whole hand around the lulav, they also are holding the lulav with two fingers, and they could have held it with two fingers. They didn't have to have that part of the hand touch the lulav at all. They could have used two other fingers. Or they could have used the tips of the fingers. Or other, the squeeze the lulav with hadas min arabis between one of the big fingers and the thumb. Without having any ring or any strap of tefillin in between. So why should there be any issue whatsoever? How could the Bach say that it's a problem ikir adin that somebody has to take off the rings or straps of tefillin or bandage before they shake lulav? How is it possible if to have such an issue when the mitzvah could really be done with only using two fingers or other parts of the hands, even though now he's squeezing it, he didn't have to squeeze it, so just ignore that part of the hand and he is fulfilling, just say that he's fulfilling the mitzvah with the rest of his hand. Says him nothing gestatner l'chayra. We can answer the Bach with the Tosis that we just saw in our sugya. What do we see in Tosis? Tosis says that according to Belez Reb Shimon, even though if there was no Zrika at all done, we would say, the fact that it was ready and able to be spritzed, that's enough and that's considered as if it was spritzed. Says Tosis, but even though the fact that it's able to be spritzed is considered like it's spritzed, but if he actually does spritz it, and he spritzes it shalai nishma, the wrong way, that makes it worse. So too, says L'Ayres Nassim, we can understand the Bach, that although it's possible to look at somebody who's holding the lulav, that just ignore the part of his hand where the fingers, where the ring is, ignore the part of the hand that has the straps of the tefillin, nevertheless, we say now that he is using his full hand, we have to look at the whole hand. Even though if somebody wants to shake the lulav with two fingers, not anywhere near his rings or the straps of his tefillin, it's okay, but if he does use his whole hand, he does squeeze the lulav with the esrog and adasim, using his entire hand, using the part of the hand that has the straps of the tefillin, the part of the hand that has the ring, that will be worse than him than had he just used a little bit of his hand. Now, coming to halacha, in fact, the Rima in Shulchan Aruch brings down the aguda, and the Rima says that it's better that a person removes the rings, but the ma'isa, a person doesn't have to. The Rama says the minig is to take the tefillin off, the minig is to take the rings off, but Ikir Adin says the Rama, there's no issue, really, if someone did not take off their rings, they did not take off their tefillin, they could be out to the mitzvah anyway. The Mishnah Berura comes along and he says that many Achrayim disagree. And many Achrayim disagree with the Rama and say that Ikir Adin is a problem. It's not just a minog, it's not just a chatchila, to take off the straps of tefillin, a bandage, or a ring. It's me'ikir adin. And here says the Mishnah Berura, if somebody did shake lulav before they took off their rings, or before they took off their tefillin, they should shake lulav again, but not make a bracha. And therefore, it's very important that people who shake lulav, they should go and remember to take off their rings, and even women, even though me'ikir adin, ladies do not have to shake lulav and esrig. It's only a mitzvah shaseh shasman gorma. But the ma'isah, they fear us to shake lulav and esrig. And Ashkenazim even make a bracha. The Ashkenazish ladies make a bracha. And they should do it right. They should take off their rings before they shake the lulav. And what about somebody that has a bandage? So then again, the chatchila, they should take the bandage off before shaking the lulav. However, if it's difficult to take off the bandage, so the Sefer Nishmas Avram says, the Abshamasamal Eribas said like this, that if it's impossible to take off the bandage, a person can make a bracha on the lulav even though they have a bandage which is separating between their hand and the lulav, because a bandage is different than a ring or straps of tefillin. The ring is coming to make the hand look nice, so it's its own entity, so it doesn't become tafil, it doesn't become batil to the hand. However, the bandage, which is not there to make it nice, becomes like secondary to the hand, becomes like bottle to the hand, becomes as if it's part of the hand, and therefore it does not constitute ichatikos, as if Shlomo Zalman Eirbach, between the hand and the lulav. I believe it's recommendable, if someone has a bandage that cannot be taken off, covering part of the hand, such as a cast, that although we have this svara of Shlomo Zalman Eirbach, and even without the Bishleim Zalman Eirbach, we already saw that according to some Paiskim, according to the Aguda, Me'ikir Adin, it's not a problem at all. Nevertheless, it would seem that a better way to do it would be to, instead of squeezing the lulav and the Adas Men Aravis, using the whole hand, just this person that has a cast, they should hold on to the lulav with only the parts of the hand that are revealed, that are uncovered. And with this, it would not be a problem according to any shita. Instead of relying on the aguda, which is the opinion of the Rama also, but one could fulfill the others that disagree as well by that they actually only squeeze the lulav and anas min aravis with the tips of their fingers, which are revealed, which are fully uncovered. And even if it's not possible to do so during the entire shaking of the lulav and esrig, at least one should do so for one moment, the moment after making the bracha, and like this they will fulfill the mitzvah according to all opinions.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.